In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes the gospel is just flat out encouraging. It just tells the truth. And it says things that are too wonderful even to be able to speak of properly. Jesus calls us his mother and his brother and his sister today. I wonder, why is it that we humans do our stupid human tricks? We feel inferior to someone or superior to someone else. That we are sad because we're not rich enough. Or we don't think we're smart enough, or we think we're smarter than other people. We value our education, take great pride in it, or perhaps we feel inferior because we're not educated. We stretch for success, whatever that is, and we compare ourselves with others constantly. If you look at most of our sins are because of interaction with other people. And an enormous amount of them are comparing ourselves, being jealous, striving, pride, reacting to others because we feel slighted. Just look in your life. I don't think your life is much different than mine. That happens all the time. How can that be when we are mother and brother and sister to our Lord Jesus Christ? What higher thing can there be? What university degree is better than that? What accomplishment in life is better than that? What personal physical beauty is better than that? Or prestige, or money, or anything else? Nothing. This is an amazing thing that the Lord says to us. Now let me digress for a moment. Let's have a little biblical literacy. It's very important to understand what he's talking about here. Jesus is talking to the crowds, and Matthew says his mother and brethren are standing outside. Of course, some people can take that verse and say all kinds of things about it, believing that Mary was just, well, she was just a Jewish woman who happened to have Jesus as a baby, but other women, other children, of course, as well, ignoring that. In Luke, she said, all generations shall call me blessed. And ignoring that the God-man lived within her, why would she live an ordinary life after that? And also all of church tradition and everything else. His brethren were Joseph's children from a previous marriage. Joseph was a widower. We know some of those children. James, the brother of the Lord, so-called brother because of that story that I've told you many times. And then, of course, Jude, who called himself the brother of James. There was Salome. There was another brother. I don't remember his name. It might have been Reuben. I'm not positive. It might have been Simeon. And so Joseph had children from a previous marriage. And that word brethren is a very large word, all-encompassing word in the language that can include cousins and close relatives. So this is really no big deal to us. We understand it. And so the mother and the brethren are outside wanting to speak. And as usual, Jesus answers a question with something else. He doesn't answer the question directly. Instead, he says something much more meaningful. He asks the question, who is my mother? Who are my brethren? And so should we also ask that question as well and answer it? As I've taught you, always answer all questions in Scripture. Are you the mother to Jesus Christ? Are you his brother, his sister? That's a high calling. How does one become the mother, the brother, the sister to Jesus Christ? He says, whosoever shall do the will of my Father, who is in the heavens, That one is my brother, my sister, and my mother. This is greatly intimate. This means that we who have nothing in common with God at all, we can become one with Him. We are adopted by Him. And the adopted son has all the rights and privileges of the natural son. Of course, the natural son is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is eternally the Son. And we become also sons and daughters. This is an amazing thing. Why do we feel inferior? Why do we strive for such silly things when we are mother and brother and sister to Jesus Christ? I'm convinced, just like many other times I tell you, if you do this, you'll never sin. I'm convinced about this too. If we fully know and feel and live according to the fact that we are brother and sister and mother to Jesus Christ, we would not sin. Because it's such a high calling, we would never do anything that is not according to that calling. But it's obvious that we don't always be aware of that. Or we aren't always aware of that because, of course, we are jealous of other people and we get angry at other people and we feel slighted by other people and we strive for this and we want to do that and we're not satisfied with this and want more of that. But our calling is to be His brother, His sister, His mother, to be intimately united with Him. This makes everything else pale in comparison. When St. Peter the Aleut was being martyred, all he did was say, "I am a Christian." That's it. In our recent days, as far as we know, the major defense that Miriam has made before her Muslim oppressors is, "I'm a Christian, I've always been a Christian. I don't wish to be a Muslim." It is a great and high calling. Do you feel that high calling? Do you live according to that high calling? We've got to do something to believe it, to not just believe it like in your head, but to have it be basically the whole way you live. You have a high calling. There's nothing higher. There's no king higher than you. There's no politician. There's no scholar that is greater than you. Anyone who is a brother and a sister and a mother to Christ has a high calling, and we are equal in that high calling. It's a great thing to know. It's a great thing to live according to. Perhaps you'll remember, as I sometimes do, needs to be all the time, when there's a moment of temptation, of anger, irritation, jealousy, feeling inferior, feeling superior, all these other sins that are related to how we relate to other brothers and sisters and mothers of Christ, and perhaps other potential brothers, sisters, and mothers of Christ. When you have that feeling, that you'll remember, say, "I have a high calling. I can't act this way because I am in Christ. Not because I deserve anything. I deserve nothing. But because God has said He would adopt me. And all I need to do is believe it and act according to it." That's the great motor for a person to live a life virtuously. Just recently, in an online discussion forum, a person was discussing that he didn't see the reason for sexual morality. I mean, he accepted, he said, the church's teaching, but he didn't really understand, especially in this day and age, with what's happening and what people believe and what people say. And he said, "What's the reason for it?" He was given reasons, but still he wasn't satisfied. And the reason to live in a moral way, whether it be sexual morality or in any way that we treat our brother and sister, whether that we don't steal and that we don't hate and they don't want to have jealousy and all the rest, the reason is because we are brother and sister and mother to Jesus Christ, and He doesn't do it. We are to live like Him. That's the reason for all morality, to be like God. Unfortunately, this person, of course, reared in the West, wants to know, well, why is it that that particular thing is not like God? Well, if you live the Christian life, you'll know why it isn't. It's easy to know. It's like, why is it that we don't eat dirt? You don't need to be told why you don't eat dirt. You just don't, because you know it's not good for you. So that's why we live according to the commandments. Because we are brother and sister and mother to Jesus Christ. You remember that. And you won't sin as much. And you won't feel unsuccessful. And you won't feel frustrated that you haven't finished your education. And you won't feel upset that your family isn't as picture perfect as you think it should be. And anything else, any of the other silly and stupid things that we lament about. We're brother and sister and mother to Jesus Christ. This is the highest calling. And if we remember it, we won't sin. God help us to remember this great truth and to be comforted by this great truth. There's no reason for depression. There's no reason for despondency. Not for a person who knows that he is brother and sister and mother to Jesus Christ. There's no reason for dissatisfaction. There's no reason for impatience. Because our Lord was patient and is patient. And we're His brother, His sister, His mother. We're like Him. We're going to act like Him. Live like Him. And to the extent that human flesh can become like Him. What a great calling this is. Let's never forget this. Don't ever forget that the reason why there is every commandment is because they reflect who God is and who He is not. And we are to be brother and sister and mother to the God-man Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are to live like He lives. That's why we follow the commandments. Not because of any legal reason. Not because if you don't follow them, you go to hell. But because we are His family. You know, there is the saying, blood is thicker than water. You stick with family. Jesus Christ is we are brother and sister and mother to Him. What a great calling this is. Let's not forget it. Amen.